The latest news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest, Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Nursing Notes Live, we have a panel discussion on the recent Global Citizen Festival in New York City with two of the Johnson & Johnson Young Health leaders. The festival aims to end extreme poverty by inviting individuals from around the world to come together and take action. It features world-class entertainment, heads of state, business leaders, and influencers, all of whom share the goal of improving the lives of millions of people around the world. Joining me on the show are Kara Cook, an environmental nurse from the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environment, and Joey Ryan, a student nurse and National Student Nurses Association officer. We talk about their experience attending the festival and what their key takeaways were. Check it out. Hi, Kara and Joey. I'd like to welcome you both to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you both on the show today. And I thought we would start off by having you guys introduce yourselves to the audience so they can get to know a little bit about you. And then we'll move into our topic for the episode. Kara, why don't you go first? Tell us a little bit about your background as a nurse and what kind of work you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to thank you for having me on the show. So my clinical background in nursing, I have a background in medical and trauma intensive care, which I did for about 6 years or so. And then I kind of decided that I wanted to do something that maybe would have been a little bit more impactful than just treating patients in a hospital, because you keep on seeing patients come in with chronic diseases, and sometimes you see the same patients come in over and over again. So I was thinking there had to be kind of a better way of caring for people, something that was more effective in terms of patient outcomes as well as cost-effective. So then it got me interested in going into the public health avenue. And so I decided to go back to school to get my master's degree in community public health nursing, which is kind of where my environmental health nursing career started. In my graduate program, I learned a lot about, you know, the social determinants of health and how someone's environment, the place that they live, work, and play, can really have a major impact in the health outcomes that they achieve. And in their quality of life. So I wanted to kind of immerse myself a little bit more in that, which is where I'm at now, working for the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environment, which is a national nursing organization that is focused solely on environmental health issues and how nurses can become engaged either through education, practice change, nursing research, or advocacy at local, state, and federal level. And currently with the Alliance of Nurses, I am working on our climate change and health initiatives, and that's really kind of getting nurses more educated, more aware about the health impacts relating to climate change, but also kind of providing them some opportunities for action.
Excellent. And, you know, it's funny, I've interviewed a lot of public health nurses. And when I first started talking to them, I asked them if they missed having that direct impact on patient care. And the answer I got was surprising at first, but it makes a lot of sense. Public health nurses and people involved in your field are impacting thousands of patients' lives rather than just three or four or whatever you have on your floor for that day.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to joke in that I don't have just patients anymore, but I'm taking care of like the world and the community. So it's a little, it's a bigger impact. Although I'm not saying it's more important than bedside nursing, because that's very important as well.
No, I didn't say that. It definitely is just a different type of importance and a different way of looking at taking your nursing career in a different direction. Joey, I want to welcome you as well. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what brought you to the nursing field?
Yes. All right, Jamie. Well, first off, thank you so much for having me as well. It's a pleasure to be here and be speaking with you all and along with Kara as well. So my name is Joey. I'm currently a senior at Stony Brook University School of Nursing. I'm here in Long Island, New York. I sit as the vice president of the National Student Nurses Association. I'm extremely passionate about helping people. And, my main driving focus on what drove me into nursing, I would say, was back in 2009, whenever my grandfather had his right side end up becoming paralyzed, and they couldn't figure out what it was until he was taken to Johns Hopkins, and they had found a tumor on his spine, which paralyzed his right side. And what happened was, I was actually on deployment at the time because I was serving in the Navy. I got an email saying that my grandfather wasn't doing too well, and that he didn't have much longer to go. So I came home, and they were able to fly me off the ship and came, and made it just in time. I was able to spend about an hour with my grandfather before he passed, and come to find out it was due to a pressure ulcer, which was all the way down to the sacrum, became systemic, which, you know, is very unfortunate. And it made me realize that was something that could have been prevented. I'm not going to say it was the nurses or the doctor's fault. I feel like during that time, I felt like everyone in that hospital was at fault. And I'm sure that was because of, I was upset, a lot of anger, but, that's what drove my motivation to go into nursing. What I do have such a big heart, and I love helping people. And I love, seeing that change that I made, for an individual. So that's what motivated me to go into nursing.
Yeah, it's really amazing, when you think about just the amazing impact you can have, even as an individual nurse, whether it's for a single patient or as Kara is doing with thousands of patients, with whole communities of patients. And it really does come down to that individual nurse or healthcare professional making that positive impact by seeing something that needs to be changed. And I applaud you for doing that, Joey. It's fantastic. Let's move on and talk a little bit about your recent experience, because I know you both recently attended the Global Citizen Festival in New York City. And I thought that's what we could talk about, your role as members of the Johnson & Johnson Global Citizen 2017 Young Health Leaders Program. So I thought maybe, Joey, you could lead off. Tell us a little bit about what the program is and what your involvement with it is.
Sure. So I was I got nominated. I was nominated from NSNA President Jennifer Kalinkowski and Executive Director Diane Mancino. Something that, I was extremely honored to be nominated for. And what they looked at was they wanted young health leaders who are passionate about making a change around the world. And what they just like what we did was we spent a week in the city, in New York City, discussing ways and the different ideas that people had on ways that we could change or bring awareness on a global level. Something that that I had noticed, being a nursing student, is that a lot of students in college aren't aware of what's going on nationally, and it's not due to ignorance or anything like that. It's just because, if you think about it, we're not really exposed to that. Unless you've gone on missionary trips, you're not really exposed to what's going on nationally. You hear mostly of what's going on here in the U.S. So that it was nice to see that, it was nice to be around a bunch of motivational and inspirational people that all had the same goals in mind and just to listen to the different ideas that people shared on ways that we could increase global awareness.
Kara, how about you? What got you involved?
Yeah, so I was nominated by the executive director, Katie Huffling of the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environments, for the work I've been doing around engaging nurses in climate change and then also in just sustainability, environmental sustainability in general. And similar to Joey, you know, I wasn't very aware of a lot of these issues outside of environmental health, because that's where I mostly work. I'm not completely aware of a lot of these issues that are going on globally. So it was really amazing to meet with these young health leaders across the world and hear about their stories and hear about their different experiences and how they were working to make a bigger impact on health. And I think environmental health is unique is because a lot of the issues that people touch on that Johnson & Johnson is really focused on with the sustainable health goals, like access to surgery, women's health, environmental health, they're all kind of interconnected in some way to environmental health. So I think it's interesting to meet people who maybe are working in HIV or, you know, women's health and how maybe making changes to the environment or public health, doing more public health programs can help make a change and impact the lives of people that they're caring for. And I also, I thought the coming together with Johnson & Johnson and learning more about the work that they're doing is so powerful because they really base a lot of the work they do based on their values and what they can do to kind of meet these development goals and kind of improve health globally. And I think being immersed in that culture and that excitement was just so powerful and inspirational. And I think for me, it helped me come back into my day-to-day work and kind of have like a different outlook and how can I be a little bit more innovative? How can I be a little bit more creative in some of the work that I'm doing to make a bigger impact?
So I would say that, you know, like Kara had mentioned beforehand, I wasn't aware of everything that was going on globally. I knew of the big things that were going on. I knew that healthcare was a big need in other countries. I knew that water, you know, sanitation, I knew about those things. And one of the big things that really, you know, sat with me all week was that I just kept thinking of ways that how could I increase awareness of these SDGs? Like what, and I, you know, you look at Johnson & Johnson and people wonder why Johnson & Johnson is on the forefront of, you know, healthcare, you know, whether it's technology or just global awareness in general. Johnson & Johnson is a broad company. I mean, they have, they go above and beyond. They have people in different countries that are out doing the research, you know, on foot. And, you know, what resonated with me was like, how could I do this, you know, in the U.S.? How could I incorporate this with me being a nursing student? And that whole week, I just constantly kept thinking of ideas on how could I, you know, impact students in the healthcare field. And I think that one of the big things that come up for nursing students is that they don't have the funding to go on missionary trips. You know, they obviously are passionate about healthcare and helping people and helping society, but they don't have the funds to do this. And, you know, one of my big things is that I would love to, you know, start an organization where I can grant funding to students who are interested in going on missionary trips, because I feel like that really incorporates ways that we could accomplish our SDG goal by 2030. The more people and young health leaders that we have that are taking the initiative is what's going to help us accomplish our goal. But it's just, you know, it really, I was really struck by, you know, all of the other things that other countries are suffering and dealing with. So my biggest thing is that I really want to find a way to educate these young health leaders, these nursing students and, you know, express my experience to them and how passionate I am about it so that they can see what I experienced. And hopefully that will impact them to apply and go on a missionary trip or even apply for a grant to go on one.
And Joey, just so we can inform the audience, SDG goals stands for?
The Sustainable Development Goals, which was brought up by the UN back in 2015 and was approved in 2016, which it was to eradicate poverty by 2030. And there are 17 different goals that they have, which is based around global needs that's going on.
Thank you. I just wanted to clarify that because I thought I knew what it was, but I wasn't sure. And I'm sure that other people in the audience had questions as well. Kara, what stood out to you? Are similar things as Joey, or were there other things that kind of stood out as you listened to the other health leaders?
Yeah, so I think learning from the health leaders was important, but also learning from throughout the week, we had a bunch of, we went to a bunch of panel discussions. We had a bunch of networking events, and this was from people from not just health professionals, but more so people who are working in health, maybe in like a private sector or in more of a business-oriented organization. And I think one of the panels really touched on this well is the importance of these public-private citizen partnerships. And that really resonated for me because when we talk about these major issues like climate change or sustainable communities, it's more than and this is a problem that the health sector can't handle alone. And I think in order to kind of implement some of these solutions, we're going to need to work creatively across sectors. Like how can a nurse work with an elected official to move forward solutions to address climate change? Or how can a nurse work in the community with people who are building communities, city planners, to kind of see if we can influence community design that has, you know, healthier housing or green spaces, just things that will in turn, if you make some changes in the community, will in turn make people healthier. So that really resonated with me, in addition to learning from all the health leaders about the work, the amazing work they were doing.
Yeah, I think it's important to be open to seeing all those things that are going on around us. And one of the things I wanted to kind of transition to, because there was so much going on this past week for you all, it seems, is that it all kind of culminated at the Global Citizen Festival this past weekend. And I took a look at it. I was not aware of this organization before, which surprises me because I try to stay up to date on what's going on out there. But it was really impressive that there was quite a crowd there, like 50,000 people, I understand.
Yeah, they said it was something like 60,000. That's what they're estimating, 60,000. Yeah. I don't know what the exact count was.
What was it like being in a group of people all focused on this type of progressive outlook on how we can change and initiate positive change in the world around us? Joey, why don't you take this one first?
I would say, you know, if I could describe it in one word, I would probably say eye-opening. And the reason I say that is because to see the number of people there that are, you know, solely focused on bringing these things to the forefront, bringing these issues to the forefront, and to see the passion behind, you know, all of these people that were attending this Citizens Festival was just mind-blowing. You know, the tickets to the Citizen Festival, you know, they're kind of expensive. And to see, you know, that many people come out and take the time out of their busy schedules and their day to really show that this is something that they're passionate about and they're aware of what's going on in these other countries was really, really made me happy. You know, it was something to smile about, and I felt so good being around all those wonderful people and just speaking to some of the people about different things. You know, everybody had a different perspective, and their perspective may have been different from, you know, one another. However, if you were to break it down what they just told you, everybody came back to the same exact thing. And that was to increase awareness and to find a way to eradicate poverty and to ensure that these other countries aren't struggling like they are. It's just something that we really have to, figure out. And we're all aware that it's not going to happen overnight. You know, it's going to take time. It's going to take trial and tribulation. You know, we're going to fail, but guess what? It's all about how we recover after that failure. But it was a really good feeling to see that, you know, we weren't standing there alone and that everyone there was there for the same reason. And, you know, big companies as well, like Johnson & Johnson. I continue to say that because they're at the forefront of almost everything. And why? Because they truly do care. They hire, you know, people to go out and do these things. They're huge on donating. They want to truly find a way to fix all of these issues that are going on worldwide. It's just, you know, it's indescribable, honestly.
And Kara, as a public health nurse with your background, it must be interesting to see all these people gathered with a focus on so many things that tend to just mesh so well with your focus as a nurse involved with healthy environments.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Joey really nailed it with just being a part of something like Global Citizen. People come in with a passion in whatever area they are working in. But you feel such a connection when you're at something like that, because even though everyone is from, you know, a different area or has a different experience, you can still relate to one another. And in that, even though we're working on different issues, we're all working towards, you know, the end goal of eradicating poverty, the end goal of improving health, making sure everyone has the chance to have a healthy life. And so I think by bringing a bunch of people who are really like-minded and then having the platform that Global Citizen has to kind of increase awareness on a different issue that you weren't aware of, I think it ultimately leads people to go away with more awareness on the issue, but then also gives them some action to take. Like here, you can become a Global Citizen and you could, you know, do specific actions in your practice or your community to keep moving these goals forward. And I think that's a pretty meaningful way to get people to kind of want to act and want to change the world.
Stay tuned for more episodes here at Nursing Notes Live coming soon, and check out our other episode this month where I talk to Donna Sabatino. Donna is the Senior Community Liaison for Janssen Infectious Diseases, J&J, covering the state of Florida. We talk about her experience attending the Global Citizen Festival, and you'll find that and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by MedicCast Productions. All rights reserved.